Hello and welcome to part 6 of The Little Known Stories of Easter. I'm Chaplain John Bridges of the Royal Navy. In previous episodes, we saw the huge interest that Jesus raised in the Holy Land in the months before the Passover festival that became the first Easter. Jesus was famous for healings and miracles, and the people around him saw those in the light of his teaching. That led to excited speculation about his political intentions. Last week, we heard about Jesus turning over the money changers' tables in the temple. This week, we'll look at the authorities' response. Jesus' confrontation with the traders left the priests in the temple with a bit of a quandary. Jesus was seen by many Hebrews as Messiah, even if few of them really understood how Jesus was interpreting that word. So if the priests wanted rid of him, they had to do so legally. But the Romans would have no interest in killing Jesus just for upsetting the priests. The Roman government didn't do God, apart from worship of the emperor, of course, which was compulsory. Faith was a private activity that didn't, and the Romans believed shouldn't, impact on business in the secular world. Atheism, one could say, is an ancient religion with very ancient roots. Since the Romans only allowed their own executions, the priests had to build a case against Jesus that satisfied Roman law. Most Jews viewed Messiah as someone who would oppose Roman rule. So the priests decided to get Jesus to do something that the Romans would consider as sedition, which was, of course, a capital crime. As Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he was asked whether Jews should pay taxes to Caesar. This simple question would give Jesus two choices, the priests thought. He could demonstrate his claim to be Messiah by publicly calling for a boycott of Roman tax. That was dangerous, though. There had just been one violent insurrection, and probably hanging on crosses all over Judea at that time, dead or dying, were revolutionaries who had opposed Rome and its taxes. Alternatively, Jesus could support Roman taxes, but that would destroy his credibility as Messiah in the eyes of the Hebrews. Either way, the priests would be content. Jesus paused at the question and examined the coin. Being a Roman coin, it bore the emperor's image. His answer? Give to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Today it's a well-known phrase, and it's also widely misunderstood. Jesus was telling the Jews to pay Caesar in his own coin. Any Roman interested enough to listen, and there were probably spies keeping an eye on Jesus, would have thought nothing of the phrase. The Hebrews, on the other hand, would have heard an echo of the Maccabee revolt. Pay back the Gentiles in full and heed what the law commands. We can still read about that today in the books of the Maccabees in the Apocrypha, which you can often find between the Old and the New Testaments in some Bibles. Paying back Caesar in his own coin would be heard as repaying the Romans for all the hurt that they'd caused the Hebrews. Jesus, conscious of the trap laid for him, had managed to be heard as Messiah by the Hebrews and heard as obedient by the Romans. Jesus also put in a little twist just for the priests too. When he had attacked the traders, Jesus had said that they'd subverted the temple from its godly purpose. Now he called on the priests once again to give the temple back to God. Next week, we'll look at how some of Jesus' disciples would have interpreted what their rabbi was doing. In the meantime, thank you for listening, goodbye, and every blessing.